You are listening to Real World News.
More voices from the Peasants' Day celebrated in Chile. The agrarian reform in Chile was a historical demand, and its realization an unfinished process that cannot be separated from the struggle for democracy and social justice. On July the 28th, as part of the celebration of the Peasants' Day in El Carmen community, New Blade, Chile, we shared the testimonies of different organizations that marked this day as part of their demand for a real agrarian reform in Chile. Monica, for example, highlighted the importance of a workshop on the recovery of land organized by peasants and native peoples that was later taken over by different national and transnational business sectors in Chile. The problems we face cut across other things, the problems of fishermen, peasants, students. We have to continue coordinating efforts with other organizations, reaching out to new ones and struggle together for the same causes, said Monica in an interview with Viviana Catrileo of the National Association of Rural and Indigenous Women of Chile and Amuri, a member of the Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, CLOC Via Campesina. Meanwhile, Vladimir is a member of the Peasant Federation Union of Ñuble. He talks about the socio-political work in the communities of his region and about different workshops organized as part of the celebration of the Peasants' Day. During the event, an Amuri member and leader of La Via Campesina International, Francisca Rodriguez, said the agrarian reform law passed on July 28, 1967, together with the unionization of the peasants, were the biggest act of justice in the countryside. They paid a historical debt the country had to its peasants that struggled for land for many years. In the battle fought by the Chilean people to reinstate democracy, our demands for agrarian reform were always present, but we pointed out this is an unfinished process, this is why the Peasants' Day was born, said Panta.
You are listening to Real World News.